Okay, on a report out, do you mind if I take over on reporting out?
Sure.
Okay. On reporting out of closed session as to bullet point on item number 15, bullet point number 2 and bullet point number 3, direction was given, no reportable action was taken. As to the first bullet point on Government Code 54957.6, subsection B, regarding potential litigation, the board considered a settlement proposal from McNeil Law Offices, who represents K&M Butte Developers LLC. The settlement proposal was approved, and the board authorized the general manager to execute the settlement documents once they are prepared and in final order. And it essentially is an approval of the claim that was submitted by K&M Butte Developers, although the settlement proposal was less than the claim itself. They did make a concession there. Documents will be available within a week for review by the general manager and opposing counsel. And once executed, they'll be available for the public. Once they are done and executed, I will prepare a copy by email to all of the board so you've got it, so you know what it is, and there won't be any question about it. Any questions on the reporting out, board members?
No.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Do you have anything to report under the attorney's report, or have you reported everything?
I've mostly reported everything, but I do want to make one comment to you that I've said before, and I want to say it again. It is an honor for me to work for public agencies. It has been a pleasure to work for you all, and I'm happy that you've selected a couple of excellent firms to interview. You will not be let down by them, and I'm happy to help them get up to speed in any way they need it. But I want you to know it is my pleasure and my honor to work for you as a public agency.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's. You know, like we said in the past, it's nothing personal.
I know.
So.
Well, I get it.
Okay. Manager's report?
Yes, Madam Chair. So, operations and maintenance this month, as we all know, we got walloped in the North State by a couple of nice storms. My crew performed great. Couldn't be happier, couldn't be more proud of them. Mitch Maxwell's our lead operator. He had the plant running great, had the schedule, had everybody scheduled out. Was just on the ball. Couldn't ask for a better performance from him or his guys. All the guys stepped up, worked whatever shifts they needed, no complaints. They actually were volunteering, and we had a couple guys come down on their off time just because they were worried about the plant. Just to show up and make sure it was good.
So yeah, we had two or three weeks there where we were going around the clock
24/7. So couldn't be prouder of the guys. Really, really good crew that we've assembled here, and they, I liken it to a football game. I go, I don't care what you do in the first quarter. I care what you do in the fourth quarter. And when the storm happens, it's the fourth quarter. It's crunch time, and they did awesome. I can't give them enough kudos. The plant did great. He had it set up.
Yeah.
I mean, he...
Probably the best it's performed in the storm since we've been here.
Since in 10 years.
Rain, man.
Yeah, in 10 years, that's the best we've done. We were 6 days into the thing. We were still flowing 11 million, and it was crystal clear out back. And generally...
Well, hold on.
Two or three days of that.
It's going to be... Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're preparing. At this point, we're just hoping that they manage that dang lake the way they're supposed to. That's that's the concern.
You know,
here.
He cracked over 800 now.
Yeah,
really.
He's filling fast. 50 foot.
Yeah,
50
really?
Foot between April 15th.
Yeah.
If it goes 50 foot, then they're going to have to start dumping.
Yep.
Because it's got to be 50 foot barrier for flood stage.
Yep.
Until April 15th.
And it's coming up fast.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You know, Shouse is only 65 feet down.
Yeah, no, we got a ton of water.
It's just crazy. 65 feet down, the river's bank to bank.
Yeah.
How's that work? Well, the launch ramp there, because I'm working on one of the houseboats, the launch ramp there is like, I mean, it's the original one, you know?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the main.
Nice.
The main one is.
Nice. Yep.
Well, the new one at Loafer Creek is this.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Right on the edge.
The new one?
Creek, yeah.
It'll be gone 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now we see we got pushed back on our. electronics for the...
We did. So we got informed, and we might be in scramble mode there. So we were informed that Tesco, we got a new ship date of our MCCs, which are our motor control centers, and that was for April 9th. And the VFDs just show back ordered. No ship date.
We're not going to be done by March.
So we're not going to be done by March.
Those are the ones that got pressed back before?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is all the stuff that's been we've been waiting on. So I called, once I got that information, I called the construction management team and said, we need to have a meeting with Gateway Construction and figure out where we're getting VFDs. I don't want to wait until for who knows when. So we're gonna pivot. And we're going to try to figure out where we can get some new VFDs. Obviously, I'll let you guys know. The second I know about that, I will inform the board. So that's I'm not real happy about that, but it is what it is. It's kind of
it's out of our hands.
Yeah, it's we're just back, you know, feeling the hurt from COVID still on that type of stuff. So we've already covered the resolutions. We covered the mid-year budget. I did want to let you guys know on the upgrade funding. So we've been previously kind of operating under the auspice that SCORE would receive the $24.6 million because we didn't think that the state would back off their LMI requirements. We were informed by the county that they are operating under the guise that we were going to get 10.6 and that the state has backed off their requirements. They don't have anything in official writing yet, but they have been...
They've gotten verbal.
They've gotten verbal from HCD that they will let them spend it in the burn scar instead of the LMI, which is... Not good for SCORE. We still have the money to do the project. It just changes things.
We have
the
money
future.
To tell them you're backing out, and they can take the money back. See how they like that one.
Yeah.
Bunch of weasels.
So where are they using it?
Up Paradise. Roads up in Paradise.
That's bull.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretending. My problem with it is obviously, and this is a tough topic to talk about, you know.
What's population of Paradise?
2,500, 3,500. Oh, yeah. Scott knows. He's the town attorney up there.
About 6,000.
Yeah.
They're not using it in the town of Paradise.
No, they're using it around
they're
the town.
They're using it outside of that. Yeah,
but it's like, and they're acting like they're still serving 35,000 people up there. And it's like, you're not. You're serving 6,000 people. This project serves 45.
Yeah.
I'm pretty irritated, but it is what it is. We got $10.6 million for free. I'm not
going to... Which is the biggest award SCORE's
ever got. So I don't want to cry.
It's a double-edged sword, but still. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we are there. It appears that's kind of where we're at. I had a meeting with Casey
Hatcher
today. She's the second in charge over there at the county. Just to make sure, my big concern is that $14 million goes up into the ether. That's my big concern, that they get us to sign a sub-recipient agreement for $10.6 million, the state doesn't officially back off their LMI requirements, and then we're too far down the road to get the $14.6 added back. So I had a pretty good conversation with Casey and said, I would like that in our sub-recipient agreement, that this way is handled one way, and if it goes the other way, we get the 24.6.
Why didn't you cut it more than 50%?
It's their pet projects. I mean,
the county supervisor meeting, they were arguing back and forth between roads, mental health, and the sewer plant.
Yep.
And for where to spend that money.
And yeah.
And they'd already spent like $30 million on mental health the last handful of years. So
it's a tough pill to swallow, but unfortunately, it's where we're at.
It is what it is,
exactly. Like I said, we'll still push forward with phase one. It's going to change kind of how we operate for phase two, but we'll pull it off. We'll get it done. I'm confident in this guy right here to find money.
We'll keep looking.
Have you guys met with the guy from the state?
Not yet.
Okay,
commissioner and staff comments. Any comments from anybody?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned at 6:22. Next board meeting is February 21st, 2023 at
5:28. Does she have the wrong date on there?
Yeah.
I will get on her. Sorry about that. 28.
Next board meeting is to be held February 28th at 5 p.m.
I have staff comments. There's a few documents that still may need to be signed that we need to collect.
And by the way, while the recording is still on, I actually forgot to mention on the agreement, on the settlement agreement, the motion was made by Thompson, because Lori's going to need this. Motion was made by Thompson. Second was made by Commissioner Salvucci. The yeses were Thompson and Mastellato, and the no was Commissioner Taggart. She'll need that.
Okay.